Father, we are here. Cause the things of this world to grow dim.
Causar que las cosas de este mundo.
To cause you to go brighter.
Que desaparezcan y
shining
que estas cosas suyas sean más brillantes.
Down to us.
Hacia nosotros.
Way beyond that.
Más allá que eso.
Shining in us.
Brillando en nosotros.
And here you are with the light of your presence.
Y aquí tú estás con la luz de tu presencia.
Asking now, Lord, would you illuminate that Shekinah glory on your word?
Esa gloria chicana.
Down deep in our souls.
Profundamente en nuestros corazones.
Draw us, Father.
Atráenos, Padre.
Let your love be upon us.
Que tu amor venga a nosotros.
And your grace.
La gracia.
With you under the blood of your Son.
Ahora venimos a encontrarnos contigo bajo la sangre de tu Hijo.
Our Lord Jesus.
Nuestro Señor Jesús.
Thanking you.
Gracias.
Father, for you.
Padre,
por provided ti. Him.
Lo proveíste a él.
As an absolutely substitutionary.
Como un total absoluto sustitución.
For us.
Por nosotros.
He endured your wrath of sin for us.
Para soportar tu ira.
He bore our sin.
Cargó nuestros pecados.
Bore our shame.
Nuestra vergüenza.
Think of that poor little scapegoat out in the wilderness.
Así de esa pequeña sacrificio en el desierto.
Where the priest would lay his hands on that head of that goat.
Donde el sacerdote pondría sus manos sobre el cuello de él.
Sent him out to the wilderness.
Enviándolo
to his death.
Desierto hacia su muerte.
To bear the sins
para llevar
of the
los
people.
Pecados.
How great is your love, Father.
Qué tan grande es tu amor, Padre.
May our love back to you
te amamos de regreso
abound
a ti.
More and more
más y más
each day.
Cada día.
Commit the service now into your hands.
Ponemos el servicio en tus manos.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Amen. Thanks. Amen. You may be seated.
Gracias. Se pueden sentar.
For those of you who have electronic devices,
we
never got very far in our message notes from last week, so we'll use those again. The question again, and the title, what we've been looking looking at, this will be the third time, what the blood word builds.
Que la palabra sangre edifica.
And we asked the question last week, what is God doing? What is it that he is building?
¿Qué es lo que él está edificando? Como
because what he is building
porque
is what
él está edificando
his blood word builds.
Es lo que su sangre palabra edifica.
We know
sabemos
through all the things that we've been addressing and looking at,
hemos estado mirando,
there has to be a time in the bride.
Que va a haber un tiempo en la novia.
There's just got to be.
Tiene que ser.
Where she finds herself walking down that same avenue that
encuentra ella misma Enoch caminando did. En la misma avenida, en la misma caminata de Enoch.
Okay, if he alone is our type,
y él, solamente él es nuestro tipo.
Okay, and if that's what he did to Enoch, then
eso
that's what is going to be happening to us.
Y eso es lo que va a hacer con nosotros.
Now,
ahora,
there's that place
ahí está ese lugar
where he's leading us.
A donde él nos está
and when
llevando.
He leads us,
y cuando él nos lleva,
he speaks to us.
Él nos habla a nosotros.
He opens his word to
abre
us.
Su palabra a nosotros.
Okay, and then that same thing.
Y el mismo, la misma cosa.
Because the word reaches the soul.
Porque el alma alcanza, perdón, la palabra alma, el alcanza el alma.
And that soul is eternal.
Y esa alma es eterna.
And connects with God.
Y se conecta con Dios.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Now,
ahora,
so there's a spiritual happening going
hay un
on.
Acontecimiento espiritual aconteciendo.
And that spiritual happening,
y ese acontecimiento espiritual,
he's taking us by his word,
nos está tomando por su palabra,
speaking down into us,
hablándonos a nosotros,
saying, I'm here for you,
diciendo, aquí estoy
I'm
por
here
ti.
To draw you to myself.
Estoy aquí para traerte a mí mismo.
Please accept this as
favor,
my love
acepta
to you.
Esto, este es mi amor por
please
ti.
Accept
por
this
favor,
as
acepta esto.
You know in your election that you're elected to be drawn.
Okay.
All right. So
entonces,
I have this quote, and I just sent it to Grace Ministries. So if you have something, I'd like you to follow along. Okay, I just read. I was looking at this yesterday. It's from questions and answers.
Es de preguntas y respuestas.
Okay. So,
entonces,
again, the focus today
más, el enfoque el día de hoy
is
es
through him speaking to us,
a través de él hablándonos,
he's
a nosotros,
leading us
llevándonos
towards him.
Hacia él.
But in a reality,
pero en realidad,
you know how he said, oh, let's go back to that.
Vamos de regreso.
The voice of God is traveling round and
Dios
round and round the world. Okay.
Alrededor y alrededor
okay.
Y alrededor.
Now we can get into that.
Pero podemos entrar en
and
ello.
Something happens when we do
algo
get into that.
Pasa cuando entramos a eso.
The same creative power.
El mismo poder creativo.
The created universes
que creó
is
universos.
Now creating sons and daughters of God.
Va a crear hijos e hijas de
they're
Dios.
Spoken words. Okay.
Palabra hablada.
So here,
aquí,
the dimension of his true word,
la dimensión de su palabra verdadera,
it's multidimensional, isn't it?
Es multidimensional, ¿no es así?
Okay.
Está bien.
The letter kills.
La palabra mata.
The spirit gives life.
Pero el espíritu
so
da
you can take
vida.
It in both places.
Purifica.
Okay. So let's go ahead and read this.
Vamos a leer esto.
If you got it open.
Si la, tiene abierta.
Okay, he says, see,
ve,
you're a dual person.
Usted es una persona dual.
You're three people in one.
Ustedes son tres gentes en una.
Soul,
alma,
body,
cuerpo,
spirit.
Y espíritu.
Now I believe your outward senses,
ahora, yo creo que sus sentidos exteriores,
your soul,
su alma,
okay, not your soul, but the outside conscience,
no su alma, pero su conciencia,
your senses,
externa, sus
okay.
Sentidos.
Human spirit we're talking about.
Espíritu humano, estamos hablando
when you're awake,
cuando usted está despierto,
in other words,
en otras
you're
palabras,
operated by five senses, see,
usted es operado
taste,
por cinco
feel,
sentidos, mirar,
smell,
probar, sentir,
hear,
oler y escuchar.
And then we're only given to you to contact your earthly home.
Y ellos fueron dados solamente para contactar su hogar terrenal.
Now the trouble is people use that to contact their heavenly home.
Ahora, el problema es que la gente usa eso para conectar su casa celestial.
These senses, earthly home only.
Estos sentidos son para hogar terrenal. Lo tiene, lo entiende.
Your earthly home, they were not given to you to contact your heavenly home.
No fueron dadas a usted para contactar su hogar.
There's actually six senses in the human body.
Celestial. De hecho, hay cinco, seis sentidos en el cuerpo humano.
Because he is number six in the Bible.
Por causa de que él es número seis en la Biblia.
He was created on the sixth day.
Fue creado en el sexto día.
He is number six.
Y él es número seis.
A man is.
Uno, el hombre es.
He's got, see, taste, feel,
vista,
smell, hear,
sabor,
and faith.
Contacto,
now read that
olor,
next sentence out loud with me, would you?
Lea
his faith sets his destination where he's headed.
Su fe,
that's quite a statement.
Pone su destinación a donde él va.
Paragraph 97. Now,
ahora,
faith is
8.
The substance of things hoped for.
Ahora, fe es la sustancia de las cosas que se
esperan. The evidence of things you do not see.
La evidencia de las cosas que no se
taste,
ven.
Feel, smell, or hear.
Los sentidos. Mirar, probar, sentir, oler.
But by faith, when
pero
he catches the word,
cuando él agarra la palabra,
listen this.
Escuche usted esto.
By faith,
por fe,
read it out loud with me,
usted conmigo.
When he catches the word, what happens?
Cuando él agarra la palabra,
it
¿qué
sends
pasa?
Him into a dimension.
Lo envía hacia una dimensión.
When he catches the word, it
cuando
sends
él agarra
him into
la palabra,
a dimension.
Lo envía a otra dimensión.
When he's when he catches the
cuando
word,
agarra,
it sends
entiende,
him into a dimension.
Lo envía hacia otra dimensión.
It makes it so real to him
y lo hace tan real a él,
till he's just as good as got it in his hand.
Que hasta que es tan buena como él la tiene en sus manos.
He knows it's going to happen.
Yeah. Él sabe que va a pasar.
Okay, so
bien?
Those two points.
Esos dos
number
puntos,
one is faith
uno,
sets his destination.
Dirige su destino.
And when he catches the word, it
y
sends him into
agarra,
a dimension.
Entiende la palabra, lo envía a otra
so
dimension.
That dimension is not of this world. It's away from this world. Away from this world.
Fuera de este mundo.
Away from the physicality.
Fuera de lo físico.
Okay, now,
ahora,
many times when we had the old whiteboard,
muchas veces cuando teníamos el,
we looked at the
viejo,
word faith or we looked at the word revelation.
Miramos a la palabra fe o revelación.
What is a revelation?
¿Qué es una revelación?
And I think we had four or five points.
Creo que tuvimos cinco,
okay,
cuatro
in
puntos.
Order for there to be revelation,
para que pudiera ser revelación,
number one,
número uno,
God has to speak.
Dios tiene que hablar.
Number two,
número dos,
somebody has to hear
alguien tiene que
what he spoke.
Lo que él habló.
Number three,
número tres,
somebody has to believe
alguien tiene que creer
what he heard.
Lo que escuchó.
Okay, and that is God.
Yes,
God
Dios.
Spoke to me.
Dios me habló.
Number five, they receive that into themselves
ellos reciben eso, eso hacia ellos
as
mismos,
absolute truth.
Como una verdad absoluta.
Absolute truth means something
absoluta
happens.
Significa que algo pasa.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
What Brother Branham just said.
Lo
something happens,
Branham,
takes you to a dimension.
Decir, algo pasa, lo envía
what
a
happens
a
in that
dimension? ¿Qué pasa en esa dimensión?
That dimension
esa
of revelation
dimensión de revelación
defies all laws of science.
Desafía todas las leyes de la ciencia.
It defies everything in this
desafía
physical
todo
realm.
En este
can I say that?
Campo físico, si pudiera decir eso.
It defies everything in the physical realm because
defía todo en este campo
science is
físico.
A study to know
porque la ciencia
and what they
es
know.
De estudiar
science
para
knows
conocer
physical things. Right,
la ciencia conoce a cosas
pretty much, right? That's what they study is physical things.
Eso es lo que ellos estudian, cosas
but when
físicas,
God speaks,
cuando Dios habla,
he's saying those physical things
dice que esas cosas
are irrelevant.
Son
they don't mean anything.
No significa nada.
True or not true.
¿Verdad o no verdad?
So the spiritual always takes precedence and power over the physical.
Precedencia sobre todo
you with
lo
me?
Físico. ¿Me
okay.
Usted?
Now,
ahora,
I would like you to listen to this.
Me gustaría que escuchara esto.
It's a minute and a half.
Es un minuto y medio.
Of a man by the name,
por un hombre,
I think his
nombre,
name is Jason Sobel. He's a rabbi, but he's a messianic
rabbi,
Jew, I believe.
Se llama Jason, y creo que es judío.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So, Jesse, would you play
Jesse,
that?
¿Podrías tocar eso?
He's talking about the number six.
Él está hablando acerca del número seis.
And the number 666.
Y el número 666.
Which is another important number. Probably the most famous number in the scripture is 666, also known as the Mark of the Beast. And what the book of Revelation tells us is that the letters in the name of this individual, this evil individual in the end times, is going to add up to 666, and that's how you're going to know that he is the one that the book of Revelation had spoken of. Think about it for a moment. Why would the mark of the beast be 666? Well, in Hebrew, the number 6 is the number of physicality. It's the number of the material world. God created the world in 6 days. And there's a lot of other things connected to the number 6 in physicality. In Hebrew, anything you say 3 times, like holy, 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 kadosh, 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 means the maximum. It means the most. So 666 is pointing to complete physicality, detached and disconnected from any form of spirituality. It's all
there you go.
And nothing to do with heaven. That's why it's called the mark of the beast, because it's nothing more than buying or selling. And if that's all you're interested in is meeting your physical needs, you're nothing more than an animal.
Ooh. Now that's pretty powerful.
Ahora eso es muy poderoso.
That coincides exactly with what Brother Branham teaches.
Y eso coincide exactamente okay. Con lo que el hermano Branham enseña. ¿Está bien?
Now I want you, how many times have we mentioned
¿cuántas veces he mencionado?
Physicality.
Physicalidad.
And look at how much of our lives is totally absorbed in the physical.
Es absorbida de esta
but go beyond that.
Pero
look at how much
más allá de eso.
Satan
mire
has created
Satanás
Satan's Eden.
Ha creado el Edén de él.
And in Satan's Eden,
Edén
how much is there more to draw you into this physical realm than ever before?
Para
true
que
or not true?
Hacia ese mundo de él.
And what does the physical realm always work on?
¿Y en qué trabaja todo
your fear.
Este mundo físico, su temor.
What did we read in Isaiah 8? I don't want you to fear what other people fear.
¿Qué es lo que leímos en Isaías 8? No quiero que
that's
temor
Satan's
de lo que
kingdom.
La gente teme. Ese
that
es
is Satan's world.
El reino de Satanás.
And now, very interesting. Jesse, would you get ready to let's play that one more time?
¿Podrías tocar eso una vez más, Jesse?
Clear back when I was living in Rapid City.
Muy claro, cuando estaba yo viviendo Rapid City,
listening to Christian radio.
Escuchando una radio cristiana.
And somebody was interviewing a Catholic priest.
Y alguien estaba dando, haciendo una entrevista
and
a
he
un
said, look at Catholicism.
Católico. Mira el catolicismo.
Everything in the Catholic realm is their
todo
worship.
La realidad católica es
on
una devoción.
Purpose and very calculatedly.
En propósito y muy calculado.
D.L. Gregg, you would know this, to all every sense.
A cada sentido.
They appeal to the senses.
Ellos todo el tiempo
start
se
with a beautiful cathedral.
Los sentidos, empezando
start
con la
with
catedral,
the sight.
Con la vista.
Start with the stained glass windows.
Con todos esos okay. Vidrios, ventanas.
Go to sound of the choirs, the chants.
Con el sonido, con los coros y todo
okay.
Ese tipo de
why
cosas.
Do they even incorporate incense for
¿por qué
smell?
Aún ellos incorporaron incienso?
See, they amen. Want you totally absorbed in
los
your senses.
Totalmente absorbido en sus sentidos.
Sensate religion, right? Totally of the devil.
Totalmente del diablo.
What did Brother Branham say? Millions and millions are worshiping him and don't know it.
Y millones están
Jesse,
adorando
play it one
a
more
Satanás
time.
Y no lo, y no
and
lo
then,
saben.
At the end of this, I'm going to ask
esto,
you
le voy a preguntar a usted,
what scriptures pop into your mind that
correlate with this. Escuchando
okay.
Usted esto. ¿Está bien?
Go ahead, Jess.
Adelante, Jesse.
Ahí
hay otro número importante en la Escritura. Es 666. También conocido como la marca de la bestia. Es lo que Revelación nos dice. Al final esto va a ser 666, un individuo. De lo que se habla. Piensa acerca de ello en un momento. ¿Por qué la marca de la bestia sería 666? Porque el número 6 es el número de fisicalidad. Es el número de mundo material, 666. Todo está conectado al número 6. En hebreo, cualquier palabra que usted lo dice 3 veces, 333, significa lo máximo. Son 666. Está apuntando hacia una totalidad, fisicalidad, desconectada de cualquier forma espiritual. Es todo acerca de tierra, nada del cielo. Porque no hay nada más que el mirar para sus necesidades físicas, usted no es nada más que un animal.
Now, ahora, let me ask you a question.
Déjeme hacer una
Is
pregunta.
Is that pretty much diametrically opposite of what
¿Es
Enoch
eso claramente contrario a lo que Enoch era?
When God said you're closer
Cuando Dios
here,
dice,
you
tú estás
may
más
as
cerca
well
aquí.
Over.
Y en 20,
Now,
ahora,
question for each one of us,
pregunta
what
para cada uno de nosotros.
Draws me, each one of us have to ask this question.
Tengo que hacer esta pregunta.
And ties me into this physical realm.
¿Qué es lo que me atrae hacia este mundo
And
físico?
What is the result
¿Y cuál es el resultado
of me being tied into this physical realm?
Siendo atraído hacia esta realidad
Has
física?
It ever helped your faith?
¿Ha ayudado a su fe esta alguna vez?
When you concentrate on
Usted
your pain and aches
en los dolores,
instead of the word of God,
en
what
lugar
happens?
De la palabra de Dios, ¿qué pasa?
When you concentrate on your problems in this realm,
sus problemas en esta,
what happens?
Reino, ¿qué pasa?
What is one of Brother Branham's most oft quoted scriptures?
¿Cuál es una de las hermano Branham citas más?
Love not the world. Right?
No,
1 John 2:15.
Juan 2:15.
If you love the world, the love
si
of the Father is not
amor,
in you.
Si no amas el mundo, el amor
What's
de Dios
verse 16, Russ?
John 2:16.
Can you read it
Juan
for
2,
us?
Juan 2:16. ¿Podrías leerlo por nosotros?
There you go.
Ahí está.
Okay. Who is the God of this evil age?
¿Quién es el Dios de esta edad?
Who owns the kingdom of this world?
¿Quién es el dueño de este reino?
What's he trying to do to
¿Qué
us?
Está él tratando de hacer?
Now,
Ahora,
what did Brother Branham just tell us in that quote?
¿Qué nos acaba de decir el hermano Branham en esta cita?
When you connect to the word,
usted se conecta al
something
mundo.
Happens inside of you
Algo pasa
to escape
usted.
The entrapment of this and go to that.
Para ser atrapado en eso e ir a eso.
Can I say it one more time?
¿Lo puedo decir una vez más?
When you connect to the word,
usted se conecta a la,
it connects you to
a palabra,
dimension.
Lo conecta a una dimensión.
Right?
Correcto.
Out of this realm.
Fuera de este reino.
What is God trying to do?
¿Qué Dios está tratando
catches
de hacer?
Catches out of this realm, saying, "Hey, there's more reality."
Fuera de este reino y dice, hay más realidad.
Are you with me?
¿Me entiende usted?
Oh, that sets the tone perfectly for our study today, what the blood word builds, part three.
Para nuestro turno, ¿qué
Where
la
we
palabra
started last week, what is God
edifica?
Building?
¿Qué es lo que Dios está edificando?
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Not of this dimension.
No de esta dimensión.
How many times we looked at Hebrews chapter 12,
¿Cuántas veces hemos mirado
22,
12,
we are called to...
Somos llamados a
Is there any physical building?
¿Hay un edificio físico?
Is there any physical ministry?
¿Un ministerio físico?
Is there any physical anything?
¿Es cualquier cosa física?
So what is the Spirit calling his
está
children,
el
his called
llamando a sus hijos?
Heavenly Jerusalem.
A la Jerusalén celestial.
City of the living God.
Ciudad del Dios viviente.
Where we belong.
Donde pertenecemos.
Not of this world.
No de este mundo.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Spirits of just men made perfect.
And
a voice that speaks from heaven.
Y la voz que habla del cielo.
Isn't that interesting?
¿No es eso interesante?
It's all coming together, isn't it?
Todo se está uniendo, ¿no es así?
Don't you see it more all the time?
¿No lo mira usted más y más con el
okay.
tiempo?
Okay. Now.
Ahora.
I think we'll get right into the word. I was going to spend more time. But you got it. You got what that man said, and it's perfectly correlated with the prophet. Number six, physicality.
Número seis, fisicalidad.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
How many people have you met? How many people are you surrounded by?
¿Cuánta gente está usted rodeada por? ¿Cuánta gente usted ha conocido?
That you can honestly look at them
usted honestamente puede
and listen to them
y escucharlos
and watch their lives
y mirar sus vidas.
And say that they are totally...
Y decir que están totalmente
trapped,
atrapados
in this dimension.
En esta dimensión.
Let me use another word that I've
Déjame
used.
Hacer otra
Locked
palabra.
Into it.
Que caminaron hacia.
This is the only dimension of reality that they
es
know.
Es la única dimensión de realidad que ellos conocen.
And if they can't see it, touch it, feel it,
si no
there
no
is
pueden
no
mirarla,
other reality
tocarla,
to them. Right? Correcto. And everything that they live for.
Y todo por lo que ellos viven.
Everything that they desire.
Todo lo que desean.
Everything that they work for.
Todo por lo que trabajan.
Is in this realm.
Está en este reino físico.
Sad, isn't it?
Triste, ¿no es así?
Okay.
Está bien.
So we started out last week looking at some quotes.
Empezamos la semana pasada.
Getting us ready to get into Hebrews 6.
Alistándonos para entrar a Hebreos 6.
Okay.
Está bien.
But there's one last we didn't get to.
Pero una que no llegamos hacia.
Two, actually.
Dos, de hecho.
If you got your notes at the top of page 2.
Arriba en la página 2.
The fourth quote.
La cuarta.
From Christ, the mystery of God revealed.
De Cristo, el misterio de Dios revelado.
Okay. The body of his believing children will not be held in the grave when he comes.
No va a ser detenido.
But will be recognized with him.
Serán reconocidos con él.
Look at this. He died for the purpose.
Él murió por el propósito.
To resurrect his bride.
Para resucitar su novia.
We're recognized with him.
Reconocido con él.
Because we have the first fruits of his resurrection.
Porque tenemos el primer fruto de su resurrección.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
We've passed from death to life.
Y pasamos de muerte a vida.
We become prisoners.
Llegamos a ser prisioneros.
Another dimension has gotten a hold of us, hasn't it?
Una otra dimensión nos detiene.
And God, listen
Dios,
to this.
Escucha esto.
Proving to us.
Probándonos a nosotros.
By his what kind of headship?
¿Qué?
Personal headship.
¿Qué tipo
him
de
and
jefatura?
You.
Una jefatura personal.
Okay, him and you. There's something going on.
Hay algo aconteciendo.
There's something going on.
Hay algo aconteciendo.
Where we're finally entering into what Brother Branham preached
donde
in 1963.
Hermano Branham predicó
Christ, the mystery of God revealed.
Cristo, el
misterio and
de
it's
Dios
taken
revelado.
This long for the bride
nos
to catch up
todo este tiempo para que la novia lo
to
entendiera.
The reality of his words, but I think she's catching up.
Palabra.
Okay.
Pero creo que ella lo está entendiendo, lo está
agarrando. It's personal. Everything
personal.
Is personal. It's between you and him.
Es entre usted y él.
So if a church is say, come here, you're safe here because you belong here. I'm sorry, I don't care how religious. It's an antichrist spirit. Because it's taking you away from Christ who is the only safe place there is.
Okay?
So what is the purpose of any true church is point you to where the safe place is. Go. Go. Connect. Connect. Become one with. Become one with. And you have to do that yourself. Nobody can do it for you. Okay? Number 5. The vindicated word in his bride. The vindicated, so the truth. Unhybrid.
No híbrida.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
The word that has all the power in it of creation.
La palabra que tiene todo el poder de creación.
In you.
En usted.
In you.
En usted.
Is his very victory and the reason for
es
his death.
Es su misma victoria y la razón por su
why
muerte.
Did he die?
Porque él murió.
Okay. That's why he died, so that that living word could be in you.
Pues es que murió para que esa palabra,
what is he
viva,
doing?
Viva en usted.
Let's go back to where we started from.
Vamos de regreso a donde comenzamos.
Releasing you from the bondage of the
liberando
entrapments of this physical world.
De las ataduras de este mundo físico.
True or not true?
¿Verdad o no verdad?
Am I crazy?
¿Estoy loco?
Is that what he's doing?
Eso lo que él está haciendo.
Uh-huh. Is he bringing us into that Enoch walk?
Está trayendo él hacia esa caminata.
Is it a must that somebody's going to get there?
Y es algo que se debe hacer. Alguien va a llegar ahí. Tiene que llegar allí.
Okay, he's working because he loves us.
Él está orando porque él nos ama.
In the Hebrews 6.
En el Hebreo.
Open your Bibles. We're going to spend the rest of the time.
Vamos a ver dónde
va. Actually, we're starting in verse 5.
Vamos a comenzar en el versículo 5.
Okay. Back to the book of Hebrews,
de regreso al libro de los Hebreos,
where the Apostle Paul was taking them from the past tense view of God.
El Apóstol Pablo lo estaba llevando
this
de,
is all his letter to Hebrews.
Esto fue todo lo que él les dio a los Hebreos. Lo estaba trayendo del pasado al presente.
What did they know? The law of Moses.
Que ellos sabían y conocían la
what
ley
did
de Moisés.
They do? What was their view? He did.
¿Cuál era su
he did.
Su vista
he
de
did.
Ellos, su
what is Paul trying to
él
tell
hizo,
them?
Él hizo.
He does.
Él, ¿qué es lo que Pablo estaba tratando
taking
de
them from he
does,
él, did
él hace,
to
él
he
está
does.
Haciendo, a él hace,
and even more beautiful.
Y aún más hermoso,
he did
él lo hizo,
as a nation
como nación.
Paul,
Pablo,
now here he is,
ahora él está aquí,
intercessor,
intercesor,
worker, a voice to you,
una voz para usted.
He does
él hace
in you personally.
En
can
ti
you imagine what a change that was to those Jews?
Era eso para esos judíos?
That, do you know that that was totally a new concept?
¿Sabía que eso era un concepto totalmente nuevo
they
para
had
ellos?
No idea that God could work personally.
Él no tenía ni idea
God
de que
dealt
Dios
with them as a nation,
con uno con uno. Punto.
Okay, so think of what
so piense
corner God was turning here with when he's speaking to them.
Curva estaba Dios dando una vuelta.
Okay, so he was taking them from a past tense God
tomando ellos de un tiempo pasado,
to the very
un Dios
present
de tiempo
tense God
a un tiempo presente,
who
Dios,
is personally close to each one
el cual
he calls.
Es personal y cerca a cada uno de ellos.
Okay. Not only that, but he works in them to fulfill his word in them.
No solo eso, él obró para traer su palabra de él a ellos.
Now, one Sunday, several a month or two ago,
we took a note domingos atrás,
that
tomamos
the,
nota,
in the book of Hebrews alone,
que en el libro de Hebreos solamente,
the word perfect,
la palabra perfecto,
perfection,
perfección,
perfected,
perfeccionado,
appears. Do you remember how many times in this
aparece,
book?
¿Recuerda cuántas veces en esta?
12 times.
12 veces.
Think of that.
Pienso usted
in
acerca,
one book.
En un libro.
In this book to the Hebrews.
Este
what's he trying to tell
libro
them?
De los Hebreos, ¿qué estaba tratando
the past
de decirles?
Tense God who did
el tiempo pasado
is
el
now
Dios
here
hizo,
doing.
Ahora está aquí haciendo,
and not he's doing casually.
Y no está tan haciéndolo
he's
casualmente,
doing to finish.
Él lo
he's
está
doing to
para
complete.
Terminar. Él está haciendo
wow.
Lo completo.
Can you imagine what their minds must have been blown all over the walls when they heard Paul preach to them? But guess what? So are ours.
También las de nosotros.
Because we're still not there.
Porque no estamos llegado ahí.
We're still quite sluggish.
Todavía estamos un poquito flojos.
By his grace, waking us up.
Por su gracia, él despertándonos.
All of those are words in the Greek.
Todas esas palabras en el griego.
Derivatives. Which means to finish or to complete.
Que significan acabar o completar.
There's one more time.
Ahí hay una vez más.
The 13th time, fittingly enough,
la vez
is in chapter 13,
en capítulo 13,
21, verse 21,
versículo 21,
and it has a different 21, meaning.
Tienen un significado diferente.
Oh, let's go there.
Oh, vamos ahí.
Hebreos we'll come back 13, to 21. Hebrews 5. But you know, this has always been one of my favorite verses in the Bible.
Este ha sido uno de mis famosos favoritos versos en la Biblia.
This is what he's doing through the blood.
Esto es lo que él está haciendo a través.
This is why he died.
Por eso es que él murió.
What did Brother Branham tell us?
Que el hermano
Branham
nos dijo.
The reason for his death.
La razón por su muerte.
The vindicated, proven,
la
unhybrid,
prueba.
Creative word of God is in you.
Palabra creativa de Dios está en usted.
Verse 20.
Versículo 20.
Chapter 13.
Capítulo 13.
Okay. What does verse 20 say? Now the God of what, Jamie?
¿Qué? Versículo 12 dice, ahora el Dios de qué?
God of peace. Don't you love that?
Dios de paz. No, ama.
That means I love you and I'm going to do it.
El Dios que okay. Te amo y lo
it's
voy
not
a, hacer.
A threat.
No es una amenaza.
I dare you. It's the God of peace.
Es el Dios de paz.
What kind of God is peace?
¿Qué tipo de Dios de paz?
That had a man for men. Hebrews 5. God's man for men. What did he do in God's man for men? He brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus.
Trajo de nuestro Señor Jesucristo de la muerte una vez más.
What did he bring him forth?
¿Para qué lo traje?
Brought again from the dead the Lord Jesus.
El Señor Jesús.
Why did he do that? Why did he bring him forth?
Porque
the God
trajo.
Of peace.
El Dios de paz.
The shepherd of the sheep. Oh,
el
there he is. He brought him
orejas.
Forth to shepherd me. I needed it.
Yo necesitaba un pastor.
And what's he going to do? He brought him forth to do something.
Él lo trajo para hacer
and
algo.
How's he going to do it?
¿Y cómo lo va a hacer?
He does it through the blood of the everlasting covenant.
A través de la sangre del pacto eterno.
What's the everlasting covenant?
¿Qué es el pacto eterno?
And what is the blood of that covenant?
¿Qué es la sangre de ese pacto?
A mediated word.
Una palabra
a taught
de
word.
Mediación.
Okay?
¿Está bien?
Through the blood of that everlasting covenant.
De la sangre de ese
through
pacto
that
eterno,
word that has
palabra,
the blood in it.
que tiene
through
la
the word that has the life of God in it, it's going to work in me. And that's why he raised Jesus from the dead.
Y eso es lo que
he's going to do this incredible thing.
Él va a hacer esta cosa
he's going to make you perfect.
Él lo va a hacer perfecto.
Not only in your mind and
no
knowledge of the word and agreement,
palabra,
but that word is going to have effect in my life
en mi
to
vida,
do something in me.
Para hacer algo en mí.
You make you perfect in every good work.
Y lo hace perfecto en toda obra buena.
To do his will.
Para hacer su voluntad.
I love that.
Yo amo eso.
What did Jesus say?
¿Qué dijo Jesús?
I come to do thy will, O Lord.
Vengo a hacer tu voluntad, oh Señor.
In the volume of the book that is written me, I come to do thy will.
Del libro, he
what's he going to write inside of your heart?
¿Qué va a escribir dentro del
I'm here, Lord. I come to do your
estoy
will.
Aquí, Señor.
What kind of testimony will we
¿qué
have?
Tipo? El testimonio que tenemos.
We're going to have the same testimony that Jesus
testimonio
had.
Que Jesucristo tuvo.
What was that Jesus' testimony? I always do those things that please him. Is that
hago
what he said?
Las cosas siempre que a él le complace.
What is our testimony?
¿Cuál es nuestro testimonio?
Okay, 21, read it
21,
out loud with
léalo conmigo.
Me. Make you perfect in every good work to do his will.
Os haga aptos en toda buena para que hagáis su voluntad.
Working in you that which is well pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Now
amen.
Satan will come right behind in your mind
ahora,
and said, ha, I dare you. I can't do this. This is too much.
Esto es demasiado.
You didn't even read it right.
Ni siquiera lo leíste correcto.
You didn't read it right.
No, no
Satan twisted that right in your head there and
y
said, you got to do this.
Esto en su mente de usted. Dice, tú no
and you can't.
Esto. No puedes.
He didn't say that.
Él no dijo
he
eso.
Didn't say for you to do
no
it.
Lo dijo para que tú
he
said,
you're
él
not
dijo,
even doing it.
Tú ni siquiera lo estás haciendo.
You're not even doing it.
Tú ni siquiera lo estás
somebody
haciendo.
Else is doing it.
Alguien más lo está haciendo.
The one who loves you.
El que igual te
the
ama.
One who died for you.
El que murió por ti.
The one who bore your sins.
El cual llevó tus pecados.
The one who raised from the dead.
El que cual fue resucitado.
Why did he raise from the dead?
Porque fue resucitado.
So his blood word could be
su
effective in you to
sangre.
Do it. He's doing it. He's doing
it.
Are you with me?
Él está haciendo,
is that love?
¿Es eso amor?
There you go.
Ahí está.
Back to Hebrews 5.
De regresos a Hebreos 5.
There's so many encouraging but amazing things here.
De animo y cosas
okay,
sublimes.
So the Hebrews 13.
De Hebreos 13.
It's a different word
es una palabra
for perfect.
Diferente.
Hebrews 13, 21, the word there for perfection
la palabra ahí para perfección.
Is Hebreos to complete 13, thoroughly.
Es ser completamente,
to rend,
totalmente,
to repair,
reparar,
I love that.
Rasgar,
to restore,
restaurar.
Listen to this.
Escucha usted esto.
To make one what one ought to be.
Y hacerlo uno lo que debería de ser.
Is that the message?
¿Ese es el mensaje?
Huh?
Yeah.
Man, don't you love that?
No, usted ama esto.
That's our God.
Ese es
how gloriously Dios. Perfect the word of God is, brothers
qué
and sisters.
Tan gloriosamente perfecta la palabra de Dios
it's
es.
God redeeming.
Es Dios redimiéndonos.
Okay. Now we're going back to Hebrews 5.
Ahora regresamos a Hebreos 5.
So I got a little note here from
tengo
last
una pequeña
time.
Nota aquí.
Before we approach these verses, I'd like to take note here.
Antes de que nos acerquemos a este versículo,
there's something going on
hay algo
in the way God approaches.
De la manera como Dios,
similar to what Jesus approached
similar a lo que Jesús hizo
in his ministry,
en su ministerio,
Paul is approaching here in Hebrews.
De igual manera, Pablo se está
we notice
nos dimos
in the both Matthew 5 through 7
dos, Mateo 5 a 7,
and in John 6,
Juan 6,
the Lord hit things in such a way
el Señor golpea cosas en tal
that the word of promise will be received only by the elect.
Que la palabra de promesa será recibida solamente por el elegido.
It is the souls of these that our Lord is not a
es
rock
la,
of offense.
Es la alma en estos, la cual nuestro Señor no es una roca de
or a stumbling stone.
O una piedra de tropiezo.
And again we see another
más,
example of Romans 4:16.
En Romanos 4:16.
Therefore,
así que,
it is of faith.
Es por fe.
Why is it of faith?
Porque es de fe.
That it might be by
para que pueda ser de por
grace.
Gracia.
To the end.
Al final.
The promise is
la
sure.
Promesa es segura.
What does that mean?
¿Qué significa eso?
Huh?
¿Eh?
Do you know what that means?
¿Sabes lo que eso significa?
You can't miss. It's like an arrow within the expert archer.
Es como una
God
flecha,
is sending that to the soul of Ron.
Dios lo enviado.
He's making sure it gets there.
Está asegurando que llegue ahí.
Tell me that's not beautiful, huh?
Dígame que eso no es hermoso.
Is that helping through the dimension of the flesh, Ron? No way.
¿Es eso de ayuda en la dimensión de la carne de ninguna
okay.
manera?
Now, Hebrews, we're going to start
Para
with
Hebreos.
Chapter 5.
Vamos a comenzar con el capítulo
and we're starting
cinco.
In verse 8.
Comenzamos en el versículo 8.
Okay. And it starts with Jesus.
Comienza con Jesús.
So, again,
Una vez más,
it's so perfect.
Es tan perfecto.
Our perfection starts with the death of Jesus.
Nuestra perfección empieza con la muerte
Everything
de Jesús.
Everything that he does it starts with the death of Jesus, the perfect
Todo lo que
sacrifice.
Empieza con la muerte de Jesús, el
the only
perfecto.
Acceptable sacrifice to
el
God.
Único sacrificio aceptado por Dios.
And it's so perfect.
Y eres tan perfecto.
Chapter 8.
Es el capítulo 8.
Excuse me, 5.
5.
Verse
perdón,
8.
Versículo 8.
Though he were a son.
Aunque era hijo.
Yet learned he obedience by the things that he suffered.
Por lo que padeció, aprendió la obediencia.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
There was a God and there was a God man.
Ahí está, había un Dios y ahí había un
and
Dios
the man
hombre.
Part
y la parte de hombre
had to be adopted.
Tenía que ser adoptada.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Till God said,
Hasta que Dios dijo,
I trust him perfectly.
Confío perfectamente en él.
My son's not going to say one thing that I'm not saying.
Mi hijo no va a decir ni una cosa que yo no diga.
Huh?
¿Eh?
This is my son.
Este es mi hijo.
His name is on the good on the check as mine.
Su nombre es bueno en el cheque así como el mío.
Hear him.
Escúchenlo a él.
Because he's not going to say anything but
Porque
what
no
I would say.
Va a decir nada más lo que yo le diga que diga.
There's adoption, brothers.
Ahí está la adopción, hermanos.
Okay, verse 9.
Versículo 9.
Okay, and being made perfect.
Y habiendo sido perfeccionado.
I don't understand that for nothing, and I don't know if
Yo
I ever will until
nada.
I'm with him.
No se tengo.
How could the sinless,
¿Cómo puede
spotless Lamb of God... Do you understand that, Karen?
Sin mancha, el sin pecado. ¿Puede entiendes eso, Karen?
Okay, here was what the Wes says there.
Aquí lo que el Wes dice acerca.
Having been brought to the place of completeness.
Habiendo sido traído al lugar de totalidad.
So here's a mystery.
De completud.
I'm going to ask you. Was the Son of God
Era
the work of God
Dios, la obra de Dios,
in a similar way that you and I are?
Una manera similar en la cual usted
but
y yo
different, of course, but still he had to be
así,
a work of God. Was he or wasn't he?
Lo fue o no lo fue.
Okay, here's some scriptures.
Aquí hay algunas escrituras.
Got them in my notes here if you want. Okay, Isaiah 53.
Isaiah 53.
Verse 4.
Versículo 4.
He was smitten of God and afflicted.
Fue herido de Dios y afligido.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Why did God have to afflict his son?
¿Por qué Dios tuvo que afligir a su
Why
hijo?
Did God have to smite his son?
¿Por qué tuvo que herir Dios a su hijo?
Huh? Verse 10.
Versículo 10.
Look what it says there, Daniel.
Mira lo que dice ahí, Daniel.
Isaiah 53, verse 10.
Isaiah 53, versículo 10.
Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him.
Y si le complació al Señor el
My brain can't even go to these places. I don't know what to do with them.
Yo no sé qué hacer con ellos. Mi mente no puede leer eso. Es un misterio. Así es.
He hath put him to grief.
Él lo puso a sufrimiento.
So somewhere the son is a work of God.
En algún lugar ahí el hijo es
Where the man
Dios,
part,
donde la
not the God
hombre,
part, was already God.
No, Dios, él ya era
But there
Dios.
Was a man that needed to be baptized in
Pero
the Jordan River
que necesitaba ser bautizado
and receive the Holy Ghost.
Y recibir el Espíritu Santo.
True or not true?
¿Verdad o no verdad?
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Now look at verse 11.
Ahora mira el versículo 11.
Where it says Isaiah
53:11,
He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied.
Mirará el sufrimiento de su alma y estará satisfecho y quedará
so
satisfecho.
So God looked down
At
the, what the son had to go through,
por lo cual el hijo tenía que pasar.
What was the travail of the soul of
¿Cuál
the
era
son?
El sufrimiento del alma del
And
hijo?
When was that soul in travail?
¿Y cuándo estaba esa alma en sufrimiento?
Well, I don't know about you, but I go to the Garden of Gethsemane, right?
Yo no sé usted, pero yo me voy al Jardín de Getsemaní.
And what sí. did the son say?
¿Y qué dijo el
hijo? It was in travail.
Estaba en sufrimiento.
What kind of travail?
¿Qué tipo de sufrimiento?
More than any human.
Más que cualquier humano.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Sweating drops of blood.
Sudando gotas
right?
de sangre, correcto?
I don't know if you and I have sweat drops of
yo no
blood.
Yo no sé si usted o yo hemos sudado gotas de sangre. por sufrimiento.
And Father, is there any other way?
Padre, ¿hay alguna otra manera?
No, son, there isn't.
No, hijo, no hay otra manera.
Now, Brother Branham,
ahora el hermano Branham,
in a dramatization, he says there's a conversation between the Father and the Son
entre el padre y el hijo ahí.
There. And he says to the Son,
le dice al hijo,
Son, do you want to go through with this?
¿Quieres pasar a través de esto, hijo?
You know what they're going to do, don't you?
Tú sabes lo que ellos van a hacer, ¿no?
Now, why would this father ask that of the son?
Ahora, ¿por qué el padre le preguntaría eso al hijo?
Now, if you had a sarcastic mind, you'd
ahora,
say, was he just egging him on? Was he just, how do you say this in Spanish? Egging him on, Derek. Okay. Come up with a Spanish equivalent. Taunting. Very good.
Estaba él como vacilándolo.
Yeah, why did God say that?
Retándolo.
Hey, son, are you sure you want to go through
hey,
this?
¿Estás seguro que quieres
you know
pasar
what they're
going to
do?
¿Sabes lo que
you know they're
going to
pluck out your bed? You know how they're going to beat you? You know how you're going to suffer?
Van a golpear?
Why would Brother Branham do that?
¿Por qué el hermano Branham hizo eso?
To show that there was an incredible struggle that the man part of thing had to go through.
Una lucha tremenda para el hombre ahí,
to be completely submissive to
para
the Father.
Ser totalmente sumiso al padre.
And it wasn't easy.
Y no fue fácil.
He sweat drops of blood getting
él
there to that place.
Gotas de sangre llegando para llegar a
now
ese
this
lugar.
Is amazing. So all of the perfection
toda la
that he is trying to take us to in the Word of God, escaping the realms
Dios,
of this carnality of flesh, started
carne,
suffering in the flesh.
Comienza sufriendo en la sangre.
It started with that.
Comenzó con eso.
Because he porque suffered so badly in the flesh
tanto en la sangre, en la
to
carne,
overcome the flesh,
para vencer la carne,
to overcome the power of the flesh,
para vencer el poder
he
de
had
la
to
sangre,
do that.
Él tuvo que hacer
he
eso,
had to go through that
tuvo que pasar a través
to deliver
de eso,
me from
para
the.
Librarme a mí.
And I keep using these words though, in captivating, bondage,
in cautividad,
huh?
En atadura.
God wants to deliver us from
Dios
the bondage of this physical
de las
realm.
De este reino físico.
And for God to deliver us from
Dios
the bondage
libere
of this
de
physical realm,
de este reino
you
físico,
with
me?
Usted? He had to be afflicted in
él
that way.
Tuvo que ser
and there had to be
manera,
the Son of God
tuvo que ser el hijo
for
de Dios,
sons of God.
Para que los hijos de Dios,
I will endure that. Now think
Dios
of what he endured.
Eso.
So he's not just saying,
sí, él no
okay,
solo está diciendo,
I'm going to talk to you
bien.
About perfection. And we'll just go. He won't let us do that.
No
and he wouldn't let them
eso.
Do it.
Y nunca le permitiré
he
a
said,
él
it's
hacerlo.
Not going to come dice, through head knowledge.
No va a venir a través de
you have to
de
know
tú tienes que
that there's no way this could happen
no hay que esto
without the Son of God.
Sin el hijo de Dios.
And the Son of God
hijo de Dios
went through incredibly terrible
pasó
things
a través de increíbles y terribles cosas.
So that you would not be in bondage to
pero
the flesh,
no
he paid the price, but boy, did he pay
sangre.
It.
Él pagó con
now,
su
isn't
sangre.
That incredible?
Ahora, ¿no es eso increíble?
And isn't that show you the
no
love of God
usted, el amor
truly
de Dios,
where it has to be?
Verdaderamente donde tiene que estar?
Because the
porque
Lamb of God throughout eternity,
a través de toda la eternidad,
he's never referred to in the New Jerusalem.
Se refirió en la nueva
oh,
Jerusalem.
There's Jesus.
Oh, ahí está Jesús.
No, there's the Lamb of God.
No, ahí está el Cordero
and he's
de
always
Dios.
Referred to as the Lamb of God throughout eternity.
El Cordero de Dios a través
and
de
he's
toda
always
eternidad.
Referred to there's
y todo
the one
el tiempo, ahí está el Cordero.
That made this all possible.
Que hizo todo esto posible.
It's God
Dios
and his Lamb.
Y su
and
Cordero.
Without Lamb
y ese Cordero.
And without this Lamb,
y sin este
you
Cordero,
wouldn't be here.
Usted no estaría aquí.
And without this Lamb,
y sin este Cordero,
this city wouldn't be here.
Esta ciudad
and without
no estaría
this Lamb,
y sin este Cordero,
you wouldn't be dwelling here.
Usted no estaría
because
viviendo
you'd
aquí.
Still be bound in the flesh
usted todavía estará, estuviera
and living after the flesh.
Y viviendo, siguiendo la carne.
Is that making sense?
¿Está esto haciendo sentido?
Boy, it gets beautiful, doesn't it?
Oh, se pone más hermoso, ¿no es así?
See,
¿eh?
Do you realize in this
¿se da usted cuenta
how precious the Word of God
qué tan precioso la palabra de Dios
that
es
when we are there
que cuando estamos ahí
verses that we just skip over as
versículos
nothing.
Que saltamos,
you
que
could
no
spend your
nada.
Life on.
Donde usted se puede pasar, de hecho, su vida.
And you could spend months on.
Y puede pasar meses en ellos.
Okay.
¿Ve?
You know,
¿sabe?
Now I don't understand
Ahora,
this.
Yo no entiendo esto.
But
Pero,
I told you Mary and I went to two Jewish weddings.
And Mary y yo fuimos a unas bodas judías.
Come on, you guys.
Piensen.
Come Sabbath starts on Friday night.
Viene el sábado,
these guys
Friday,
don't have the Holy Ghost.
Estas personas no tienen el
it's
Espíritu
pure
Santo.
Intellect.
Es
it's pure mind.
Intelecto puro.
They don't have the Spirit of God.
No tienen el
they
Espíritu
can't.
De Dios.
It's
no
not
pueden.
Their time.
No es su tiempo.
They got what they got.
Ellos tienen lo que ellos
but
tienen.
Boy, do they love what they got.
Pero caramba, cómo ellos aman lo que
okay.
tienen.
So there comes sundown.
Viene
okay,
la
and you know that's the truth.
Usted sabe que es la verdad.
Because in Genesis chapter 1, evening
uno.
And the day starts in the evening.
El día comienza you know? En el atardecer.
When sun sunset, that's truly when God designed the day to start.
Ahí es donde Dios diseñó el día
so
para
they
comenzar.
Go to at sundown, they get, they'll get all ready for Sabbath.
Ya están listos para el
we
Sabbath.
Were invited.
Fuimos invitados.
Come on, you guys, all they have is the law. You know?
Piensen, todo lo que ellos tienen es la ley.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So here's David, Psalm 1.
Aquí está David, Psalm
in thy law I delight day and night. Yeah, when did you delight in the law of God, Russ?
Do
you spend how many
Dios
hours
do
you
noche?
Spend in Leviticus?
¿Cuánto usted, tiempo usted se pasa en Levíticos?
You pass by it as much as Karen, you love that?
Karen,
oh,
nada más tú eso.
Let's go home and let's do a Bible study tonight on Leviticus,
vamos
kids.
A casa esta yeah. noche, hagamos un estudio en Levíticos.
So,
entonces,
me and another gentleman
yo
went
y otro
early.
Caballero.
Do you know how long their Saturday morning? This is after
su,
Friday night.
Esto es después de la,
their Saturday
morning
is about 5 to 7 hours.
Five to seven hours. De cinco a siete horas.
Oh, come on, you guys. You can't stand up past an hour.
Ustedes no se pueden aguantar por una hora.
And these are Jews, and they don't have
y
the Holy Ghost.
Judíos, y no tienen el Espíritu Santo.
And they take out
y ellos toman
the scrolls,
los,
and those scrolls
los escritos,
are so sacred to them.
Y esos escritos son tan sagrados para ellos.
Those scrolls are handwritten by
son
some scribe.
Por machos, por,
the average cost, the cheapest you can ever buy them, because that's
se puede
what they told me.
Porque es lo que ellos me dijeron.
The minimum I think they could buy is $250,000 for each synagogue. Okay? So here's the guy. So can you imagine? Okay. Laura, I think you could identify this.
Laura, creo que te
how long is a scroll?
This page is
and
you're
about towards the end and you make a mistake and you have to throw the whole thing away and start over. No, come on, really. Can you imagine? That's what they do, though. Every single jot and tittle is perfect, or else they won't accept it.
That's the, todo punto y coma
so
es
they
perfecto,
read this,
sino no lo aceptan.
And they take that scroll out of its sacred place in
y
the synagogue,
ese pergamino del lugar secreto,
and then
la sinagoga,
they march around the room with it, and then they
y
lay it on this table,
con ello alrededor, y luego lo ponen en una
and
mesa,
open it up.
Y lo abren.
So they said, here, Don,
y ellos dicen, aquí está,
would you like to read the Bible? And I said,
¿te gustaría
well,
leer
sure.
la Biblia?
So they hand me.
Ellos me dieron.
Well, their Bible is
su Biblia es
from about that chair to over there
como de esa silla
because
hasta
they
acá.
Take verse by verse.
Porque toman versículo por versículo.
And I'm not joking.
No estoy bromeando.
And here's one verse.
Y aquí hay un versículo.
And then here's pages and pages
y aquí hay
of
páginas y páginas.
Ancient sages and priests commenting on that verse.
Y de sacerdotes
because they want to know
que yo comentando en ese
this
versículo.
Is God's word and it's that sacred.
Esa es la palabra de Dios y es tan sagrada.
So here's my first thing there.
Aquí está I'll mi just, primera cosa ahí.
Do you know what my first thing was?
¿Saben cuál fue mi primera cosa?
I opened up to Genesis 18.
La abrí a Génesis 18.
There it was. Abraham's praying.
Abraham está orando.
Do you know what they did?
¿Saben lo que ellos hicieron?
Here's Abraham praying.
Aquí está Abraham orando.
Can you imagine the audacity?
¿Pueden ustedes imaginarse la
audacia? That a man
que un hombre
would, called Abraham would think he could talk to the eternal almighty God and I went
Abraham que podía hablarle al eterno y un hombre y yo me puse así.
Would that ever occur to you, Ron?
¿Se te ocurrió eso, Tirón?
And I was aghast.
Y estaba sorprendido. ¿Qué?
Audacity that he might
no,
talk
Dios
to God.
De que él tal vez haga Dios.
Oh, come on. Do you see how surface we are?
ve usted que tan
So I, that's why I'm bringing this up, because I look at this verse
yo miré este
where we started.
¿Dónde
okay?
¿Está bien?
8 and 9, we've gotten through two verses.
8 y 9, nomás pasamos a través de dos versículos.
And they would spend months and months and months.
Y ellos se pasan meses y meses okay. Y meses.
So I've seen in other writings where they'll take Genesis chapter 1
donde ellos
and they'll take three words in the beginning
tomarían.
And they'll spend months on that, you know.
En el principio, y se pasan meses en
and here we are reading our Bible.
Y aquí está escrito en la Biblia.
But God is doing something.
Pero Dios está haciendo algo.
Trying to take us out of this dimension.
Tratando de sacarnos
and as he does, each word becomes more precious.
Y conforme lo hace, cada palabra llega a ser
and
más
each
y más preciosa.
Word becomes
y cada palabra llega a ser
absolutely
absolutamente
purposeful.
Con propósito.
That is not there
que no está ahí.
Haphazardly.
Y nada más ahí por
it's not there casually.
No está casualmente ahí.
Every word is placed
cada
perfect
lugar está posicionado
to the point where Jesus said,
hasta el
not even
que
a
dice,
jot. What's a jot, Greg? Or a tittle?
Una marca.
Dot? Not one will pass away.
Ni una de ellas pasará.
So tell me every single little mark that's
dígame
in
que cada
here
marca que
is
está aquí
God ordained perfectly
es
and
ordenada por Dios perfectamente. Cada punto,
and God
cada
is now waking us up to the
y
fact.
Dios está despertando al hecho.
Huh? When you do,
cuando usted lo haga,
you'll be flying out of here.
Usted saldría volando
we'll be
de
like
aquí.
Enoch.
Estaríamos en esa caminata de Enoch.
So here's the question.
So
what is the word, blood word building, huh?
Que es lo que la palabra
all
sangre
right,
está
let's
edificando.
At least get through this.
Vamos a pasar a que sea esto.
Let's get through chapter 5 today and we'll go on to chapter 6 next
y
week.
Pasamos al capítulo 6 la semana que viene.
Okay.
Vamos a el cinco
so
viene.
Our perfection
so nuestra perfección
starts with Jesus.
Comienza con Jesús.
And he had to suffer.
Y él tuvo que sufrir.
He had to overcome this fleshly realm.
Tuvo que vencer
and boy, did he suffer.
De carne.
Okay.
Y sí sufrió.
He suffered
él sufrió.
To set us free from it.
Para librarnos de
though
eso.
He were a son, verse 8, chapter 5, verse 8,
capítulo 5,
yet he learned
y aunque era hijo, por
obedience.
Por lo que padeció, aprendió la obediencia.
Wow. See, you could spend months there.
Ve, podemos pasar unos meses ahí.
By the things that he suffered.
Por las cosas que él sufrió.
Okay, and we, of course, Noah, you know that? How do you learn obedience?
¿Cómo aprendió obediencia?
By the things that we suffer.
Por las cosas que él sufrió.
Oh, wow, that hurt.
Oh, eso duele.
Oh, I shouldn't have done that.
No debía haber hecho
oh,
eso.
I shouldn't have thought that. Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
No debería
oh,
haber
that
dicho
hurt.
Eso,
okay.
Eso duele.
Right?
Correcto.
Isn't that how he teaches us?
No es como él nos
okay.
Enseña.
There you go. We got through the first phrase of 9. And being made perfect.
Habiendo sido perfeccionado.
Okay. And being weast again, having been brought to the place of completeness.
Habiendo sido traído al punto de totalidad, completo.
So, and again,
una vez más,
Derek, can you understand that in your brain?
¿Entiendes eso en tu mente?
How Jesus had to be brought to a plate of perfection.
¿Cómo Jesús tuvo que ser traído a ese lugar de perfección?
There was something God was doing even there in his son.
Ahí hay algo que aún está en él.
He became.
Él llegó a ser.
Now he was perfectly fit
ahora,
to become.
Era totalmente capaz de llegar a ser.
Okay. He only became after he was became the work of God himself.
Él vino después que llegó a ser la palabra de Dios.
He solo. Became the author of eternal salvation.
Vino a ser el autor de eterna salvación.
Unto all them.
Y para todos aquellos.
That obey him.
Los que le obedecen.
Jesse, what does the word obey mean?
¿Qué es la palabra obedecer ahí, Jesse?
Two words.
Dos palabras.
To hear.
Escuchar.
And you don't only hear, but you come under what you hear.
Pero no tan solo escuchas, tú llegas
isn't that a beautiful?
Escuchas.
That's the Greek word there for
esa
obey.
Es la palabra griega ahí para eso.
To hear under.
De escuchar bajo.
In other words,
en otras palabras,
when you obey,
cuando
you've
tú
come
obedeces,
in subjection.
Tú vienes a sujeción.
And the word has taken its place of authority over you.
La palabra ha llegado okay. A tomar su lugar de autoridad
so
sobre
he,
usted.
So because él, of what he endured.
Por cuanto lo que él sufrió.
Okay, because of what he went through.
Por lo cual él pasó a través de
he now could be in a place.
Enoch pudo estar en un lugar.
This is Hebrews 2.
Este es Hebreos 2.
Isn't it?
¿No es así?
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, let's go there just for a second. We'll come back.
Vamos ahí por un segundo. Hebreos 2.
Yeah, Hebrews 2.
Hebreos 2.
Verse 14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood,
así que por cuanto los hijos participaron de carne y sangre,
I come to do thy will, O God.
Vino a hacer tu voluntad, oh Dios.
He also himself likewise took part of the same,
participó de lo mismo,
that through death he might destroy him who has the power of death,
para destruir por medio de la muerte al que tenía el
that is the deliverer,
the devil, el diablo,
and deliver them,
y librar a todos,
who through fear of death,
pues porque el temor
were subject
de la muerte,
to bondage. Now we've spent so much time, but this is just what we were talking about in Isaiah 53. Okay, in those verses, he had to overcome. Okay, and how did Satan always, okay, what realm did Satan use, you guys? Come on. Children of God in the wilderness. Physical threats.
And because
through fear of death, they were always subject to what?
Estaban todo el tiempo sujetos
bondage
a
to the physical.
A servidumbre, a atadura a lo físico.
Okay, isn't it interesting that
¿no
the children of Israel,
los hijos de Israel
oh, God's not with us.
Oh, Dios no está con nosotros.
Why, Greg, did they never call out to God to say, where are you, come?
¿Por qué nunca le llamaron a Dios? ¿Dónde estás, Dios?
What was their response?
¿Cuál fue su respuesta?
The response is, he's not here, I'll make my own.
Él no está
isn't
aquí,
that
voy
interesting?
A ser mi propio Dios. ¿No es
why didn't they...
¿Por qué no ellos?
Lord, what happened to us? I can't
Señor,
hear your voice.
No,
something must be
voz.
Wrong with me.
Algo de estar mal conmigo.
That wasn't their response.
No
the response was,
fue,
I'll just make another one.
Voy a hacer otro Dios.
One that I can touch.
Uno al cual yo pueda
one
tocar.
That I can see.
Uno que pueda mirar.
Oh, yeah.
Sí.
Bound to the physical, right?
Sí. Atados a lo físico.
For verily he took not on himself the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Verse 16:2.
Porque ciertamente no socorrió a los ángeles, sino que socorrió a la descendencia de Abraham.
Wherefore, in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren.
Por lo cual debía ser en todo semejante a sus hermanos.
He had to suffer, we have to suffer.
Tenía que sufrir,
he had to be tried, we have to be tried.
Él tuvo que ser probado,
he had
que
to
ser
be
probado.
Brought to perfection, so do we.
Nosotros también.
That he might be a merciful and faithful
para venir a
high priest.
Misericordioso y fiel.
There it is, God's man for men, a high priest in things pertaining to God, for the people, to God's man for men, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people.
Para expiar los pecados del pueblo.
Think of what this was to the Jews.
Piense usted lo que
they didn't know
a
God
judíos.
Like this.
No conocían un Dios así.
No.
No.
What did they know?
Que ellos sabían.
Don't touch this mountain or you'll
no
die.
Toques esta montaña
don't come
o
near
mueres.
Me.
No venga cerca, o mueres.
Now I care about you.
Ahora me preocupo por ti.
Now I became one of you.
Ahora llegué
now
a ser
I know
uno
what you're going
tú,
through.
Como tú.
Oh, what a switch.
Bueno, sé por
come
lo que
on, you guys.
Okay, cambio.
To really appreciate
realmente,
the book of Hebrews, you got to
apreciar el libro de Hebreos.
Understand the receivers that he was writing to and what they were going through.
Él tiene que entender okay. A los recipientes por los cuales él lo estaba haciendo.
For in that he himself hath suffered, being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Yeah. He became, there is that exactly verse is Hebrews 5,
pues
verse
el mismo padre
9.
Siendo tentado es poderoso para socorrer a los que son tentados. Es lo mismo.
Okay. And being made perfect, he became the author of
hecho
eternal.
Perfecto, llegó a ser autor. De un pacto eterno.
Well, who's the author of eternal salvation?
Bueno, ¿quién es el
what's
autor
his
de
name?
Salvación eterna? ¿Cuál es su nombre?
What did God call him?
¿Qué Dios lo llamó?
Verse 10.
Versículo 10.
God called him a high priest.
Sumo sacerdote.
Not just any high priest.
No, cual, no tan solo.
Here it is again.
Aquí está otra vez.
After the order of Melchizedek.
Según el orden de
question
Melchizedek.
Question for you. How in the world does this have any meaning out to
en el mundo?
You?
Esto tiene un significado
outside of the message of the hour.
Para usted. Fuera del mensaje de la hora.
Who's here?
¿Quién está aquí?
Do you know what he's here?
¿Sabe por qué
he's
estás
Melchizedek.
Aquí? Él es Melchizedek.
What's Melchizedek?
¿Qué es Melchizedek?
God in the form.
Dios en forma.
God in the form of flesh.
Dios en la forma de carne.
What did the God in the form of flesh do to Abraham?
¿Qué Dios en la forma de carne
blessed are you, Abraham.
Bendito eres tú, Abraham.
What did God in the flesh of William Branham?
¿Qué
blessed
Dios
are you, little
carne.
Bride.
Bendito come eres on. Tú, novia,
right or wrong?
Correcto,
isn't it exactly the same?
Es exactamente lo mismo?
Yeah, blessed sí. are you of the Most High God.
Bendito
hey, blessed are Dios you, little San bride of the Most High God. You didn't know that, but Dios. You're of the
no
Most High
eso?
God.
¿Sabías
right?
Eso? Correcto.
And he brought forth what?
Y
and what?
Que, y que.
Bread and
pan.
Wine.
Y vino.
And didn't he do that in this age?
No hizo él
didn't
eso
God
en
come
este
in an occupied edad? Flesh? Now, who's
Dios
this Melchizedek? And he's, we're told he's the
carne.
Same yesterday, today, and forever.
No es él,
and here the scripture opens up because of the message of the hour. Go ask your denominational friends
vaya
if that means anything to them.
Si esto les
they don't even
ellos.
Have anything to relate to about
no nada para
it. Don't even know what it
ellos,
is.
Para nada.
Why is this thing that's so important
porque
to us?
Cosa tan importante para
why is it after the order of Melchizedek?
Porque según el orden de Melchizedek.
Why in verse chapter, go to verse chapter 7.
Vaya al capítulo siete, Hebreos
verse
7,
11.
Versículo 11.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
What's he talking about the whole chapter? If therefore perfection were of the Levitical priesthood.
Si pues la perfección fuera por el
Catholic priests, bishops, okay.
Obispos.
Okay, for under it the people received the law.
Por bajo él recibió el pueblo la ley.
What further need?
¿Qué necesidad habría aún?
Okay, was there that another priest should rise
de que se levantase otro sacerdote
after the order of Melchizedek.
Según el orden de Melchizedek.
So he's telling us right there that our perfection has everything to do with the priest
que
after the order
tiene
of Melchizedek.
Todo que ver con la con el sacerdocio de Melchizedek.
I'm going to try to finish this real quick, just if I can get through
muy rápido para que pueda pasar.
Through these verses down to 14. Now here's amazing. I said this
aquí
is Romans 6.
Okay. Romanos 6. ¿Está bien?
Now, what's he saying?
¿Qué está
hey,
diciendo?
You Hebrews.
Hey,
I'd sure like to teach you. And I'm really frustrated because I can't, because you're a bunch of babies. You're so immature, and you know you just don't have it where you should be. And he's letting them have it. Okay? Strongly. He's not pulling any punches. This is like Matthew 5 to 7. This is like John 6. Yeah, you
sí.
came for the wrong reasons.
Por las
you're looking at the wrong things.
Están mirando las cosas
my fathers ate, no, my, your fathers didn't eat this manna.
Sus padres no comieron este maná.
Drinking blood to a Jew was the most abhorrent thing from clear back to the book of Genesis. And he says, now you're going to drink my blood?
Y ahora viene y dice, ¿va tienen que beber mi sangre?
How to lose friends and disinfluence people, right?
Como perder amigos,
so here's God,
amigos. Aquí
and
está
here
Dios.
He's coming to these people
está, él viene a esta
of
gente.
Whom we have many things to say.
Tengo muchas cosas
and
que
difficult
decir.
To be understood, hard to be uttered.
Difíciles de entender.
Seeing your, you know, you're so dull of hearing. Now,
ahora,
okay, Pete, you're going to testify of the good things of the Lord at work, and you go to this guy and
Pete,
you're going to say, you know, you're just so
Dios
dull of hearing, I can't even get to you. David, I'm sure you'd do that, wouldn't you?
David, estoy seguro que tú lo harás, ¿no lo harías?
Why did Paul? Why did Jesus?
Porque en Pablo, porque en Jesús.
Look at verse 12.
Mira el versículo 12.
For when the time you ought to be teachers, you have need one teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God.
Right.
5:12.
Porque debiendo ser ya maestros, después de tanto tiempo tenéis necesidad de que os vuelva a enseñar cuáles son los primeros rudimentos de las palabras de Dios.
Okay. Now, here is a very important point, and I guess I'll quit here for the day.
Okay.
Paul is taking them to perfection.
Llevando a perfección.
In that thing, he's telling them how immature and how unready they are.
Y cómo no están listos.
Doesn't that blow your mind?
No, le explota su mente esto.
But does that stop him?
Pero lo eso lo paró él.
You know, you guys, you are so immature.
También,
you're
amigos,
so, I'd love to teach you things
inmaduros.
And I can't.
Me gustaría
enseñarles oh, you're
cosas,
so dull of hearing.
Pero eres
okay?
Tan, de esta manera.
But I'm going to teach anyway.
Pero les voy a
enseñar. Because you have it in you.
Ustedes lo tienen en ustedes.
Love it!
Yo lo amo.
Isn't our God perfect?
¿No es Dios, no es Dios perfecto?
Yeah. Did we read 12?
Leímos 12.
For one teacheth you again, the needs to teach you. the first principles of the, and you are become as such as have need of milk.
Y little babes. Ser tales que tienen necesidad de leche.
Yeah.
Sí.
Oh yeah.
No de alimento.
That wouldn't
sólido.
Go well for a televangelist these days, would it?
Eso no sería bueno para un televangelista en estos días.
Oh, I'll make you feel good. Send me money, and I'll make you feel better. Yeah.
Oh, sí, te voy a hacer sentir mejor.
Oh,
envíame.
You're just so sweet. You're so.
Eres tan dulce.
You know. Yeah.
Sí.
Incredible. Okay. Musicians, would you come?
Músicos, podrían venir.
Thank you, Lord. So we got through 8 and 9 and 10 and 11. 12?
12.
Okay. We'll just quit there. Okay. Hebrews 6. We'll get there.
Hebrews 6. Vamos a llegar ahí.
But do you know what in all of this he's doing? Let's go back to the beginning.
Está haciendo. Vamos.
Can I read it one more time?
¿Puedo leerlo una vez más?
Yeah.
Sí.
Here it is.
Aquí está.
What is Satan's realm? This
¿cuál
realm.
Es el
where would he like
Satanás
to trap
es
you?
Este reino.
This realm.
Gustaría atraparlo a usted en
where
este
does
reino?
He want your attention?
¿Donde quiere su
this
atención?
Realm. Why?
En este reino.
If
¿por
he
qué?
Can lock people into this realm, he's got them.
Puede encerrar esta gente en este reino,
you're a dual
tiene.
Person. Three people in one.
Tú eres una persona dual, tres personas en uno.
Okay, then I'm going to go down.
Voy a bajar.
Your five senses are only to contact your earthly home.
Solamente para contactar tu,
not
tu
your heavenly home.
Hogar terrenal, no tu hogar.
You have a sixth
celestial.
Sense.
Pero tienes un sexto sentido.
The best, last sentence in that paragraph. His faith sets his destination where he's headed for.
Pone su destino.
Okay.
A donde él va.
Now faith is the substance
ahora,
of things hoped for.
La fe es la sustancia de las cosas que se esperan.
When he catches the word,
cuando él agarra la palabra,
it sends
entiende,
him into a dimension.
Lo envía hacia una dimensión.
Why is he sending us into his word?
Porque él está enviándonos a su palabra.
To escape the dimensions of this realm.
Para escapar las dimensiones de este reino.
Take you into his realm.
Para traernos hacia su
hey,
reino.
Hey, doesn't that sound like what he did to Enoch?
Hey, huh? ¿No suena eso como lo que le hizo Enoch?
Can you see the journey?
¿Podemos mirar la jornada?
Hey, Lord, you're taking me on the same journey it took Enoch.
Me estás llevando en la misma jornada.
Is that by grace, Ron?
¿Es eso por gracia, Ron?
Yeah.
Sí.
All right.
Está bien.
Let's sing it again, what we sang in the beginning. Would you stand with me? Father, we are here. When you increase, we decrease. Uh-huh. And what's the, as you become, as you increase, we become less. Man, I like that. I like that a lot.
Me gusta eso mucho, cuando tú incrementas.
Uh-huh. John the Baptist.
Juan el Bautista.
Father, we are here. We feel your spirit drawing us nearer. Your face is sad. Places in Christ Jesus, in the depths of his word, revelation upon revelation, word upon word.
¿Saben, hermanos y hermanas?
Over time,
en el tiempo,
made so many comments.
He hecho tantos comentarios.
What he's building, what he's doing.
¿Qué él está edificando? ¿Qué él está haciendo?
It's not about anything physical.
No es nada acerca de lo físico.
So, I had made a comment many times. It's not about a building. It really is. Because you're the building. You're it. And if anybody points to an edifice of material and sheetrock and stone. Okay. Now, please don't misunderstand. I'm not criticizing a bit. Not one bit. But my eyes are so fixed. I remember reading of so many persecuted Christians over the ages,
even
when we first got saved, Watchman Nee. Watchman Nee, a Chinese persecuted Christian.
Okay.
And the Holy Spirit would tell someone, go here, go there, turn left. Okay, Daniel? And then the Holy Spirit would speak to another person. Go here. And you know what? Before you knew it, there was a group of believers gathered under a tree out in the forest.
Huh?
And tell me if that wasn't a Holy Ghost meeting. And how many times I've said we'd be so better off meeting under a tree somewhere? Because that's what I have in my heart when I say that. Led by the Spirit, where you're willing to risk your life to read some pages of Scripture that mean that much to you, that you would walk, that you would listen to meet with your brothers somewhere to feed on the bread of life. Now that's the church. That's the reality. And hearts are like that. That is the hearts I'm looking for. Okay? The truth means more than life to them. Now, Brother Branham, Greg mentioned something. He was talking about the fivefold ministry. Okay, Wednesday night, it was wonderful.
Okay. En la noche era maravilloso.
Now, sit down a second. You're getting tired.
Okay.
Listen.
Escuche.
And I don't have it with me.
Y no la tengo conmigo.
But in the message paradox that we refer to
paradoja,
so much, Brother Branham makes a very strange statement.
Branham hace una declaración muy
okay.
extraña.
And I know because of I've gone over this, and I he says it once. Never says it again.
Lo dice una sola vez. Nunca
but he
lo dice
says
nomás.
It, and I don't even think, you know how the Spirit takes him over.
Usted sabe cómo el Espíritu lo tomaba.
This is one of those things I believe the Spirit took him over.
Una de esas cosas que yo creo que el Espíritu
and he says
tomó
the church world, it's the church world,
el mundo, la iglesia del mundo,
has played its part,
ha jugado su parte,
but it's got to cease.
Pero tiene que cesar.
It's got to come to its end.
Tiene que venir a su final.
Just listen. Escuche. I didn't say this. It's not me.
No soy yo.
This is the prophet.
Este es el profeta.
No, I believe it's the Holy Spirit.
Ahora creo que es el Espíritu Santo.
It's got to cease.
Tiene que cesar.
Now, he's not talking about the physical denominational church world.
Ahora él no está hablando de la...
because of
iglesia.
What he says,
porque lo que él dice,
the next phrase,
la siguiente frase,
he says it's got to end,
tiene que terminar,
because
porque
there has to be an Ephesus, an entering into.
Tiene que haber un Éfeso, una entrada hacia.
What have we been reading?
¿Qué hemos estado leyendo?
Christ, the mystery of God
Cristo,
revealed.
El misterio de Dios revelado.
Huh? ¿Eh? It is so individual.
Es tan individual.
Is that the entering in he's talking about? Where
el,
the reality
de lo que él está hablando,
of him
la realidad
and
de él,
you
y usted,
and his word is so real.
Es tan real.
Now,
ahora,
come on, we balance it out with the scriptures.
Lo balanceamos
and I know the first thing you're thinking about
y la primera cosa que piensas
is Hebrews 10,
es Hebreos
forsake
10.
Not the assembling of yourselves. What? If you have a mental concept of what
usted
that assembling is all about,
tiene un concepto mental de lo que esa asamblea es.
What?
¿Qué?
If the Holy Spirit has to change your thinking on
el
what
Espíritu
that
Santo
is.
Tiene que cambiar su pensamiento a lo que realmente es.
What if he goes beyond
que él sí va más allá
buildings
de edificios
and edifices
y efesos
to a tree?
A un árbol.
Huh? Do you remember Brother Andrew?
El hermano Andrew.
Uh-huh. And people are meeting in the basement.
Y la gente teniendo
and somebody comes up and he lays a pistol.
En un basement.
I'm going to kill everybody.
Dice, voy a matar
this claims unless you renounce Christ. People start leaving.
La gente quiere matar gente, preguntan si
and then pretty soon
Cristo.
People quit leaving. There's still people saving.
Pero aún
and the guy says
gente,
to them,
y hay gente aún siendo salva.
Now we can have a real meeting.
Ahora podemos tener una verdadera
do you remember reading
reunión?
That? What if that happened here?
¿Qué si eso pasa aquí?
You know
¿sabe usted
what Brother Branham says
que lo que el hermano
about Branham the foolish virgin.
Dice acerca de la virgen fatua.
Huh? You know they'll hunt them down like dogs.
Usted sabe que ellos los van a cazar a ellos
that's
como
what
perros.
He said.
Es lo que dice.
But he says we won't be counted with them.
Pero dice que no seremos contados con ellos.
Because
porque
we recognize the presence of God among us, present tense revelation.
De Dios con nosotros.
Who's here?
Tiempo presente.
Who descended?
¿Quién está aquí? ¿Quién
what
descendió?
Is he saying?
¿Y qué está él diciendo?
Here's that.
Aquí está.
Listen.
Escuche.
If my ministry can be defined
si mi ministerio
over
puede ser
all of these 30 years or 40 years that I've been preaching,
todos estos años que yo he estado predicando, 40,
it's around one thing always.
Rodeados una sola cosa todo el tiempo.
Man always looks at what he has done.
El hombre todo el tiempo mira hacia lo que
always
ha hecho.
Looks at what he is going to do.
Todo el tiempo mirando hacia
and
lo que
he
él va
is
hacer.
Missing what he's doing.
Y él se pierde lo que él está
for
haciendo.
40 years,
por 40 años.
That has guided me.
Dios me
oh Lord,
guiado. Oh, Señor,
whatever you do,
cualquier cosa
don't
que tú
let
hagas,
me miss what you're doing
no
now.
Me permitas que me pierda lo que
that's
tú estás
what
haciendo.
I'm asking him
yo lo que
every
estoy pidiendo a él.
Single week.
Cada semana.
I have asked that every week
yo he pedido eso
for 40 cada semana, some years.
Por 40 y tantos años.
What is it
que es?
That people are missing?
Que la gente se está
I
perdiendo.
Don't want to miss it.
Yo no me lo quiero perder.
It's what you're doing now.
Es lo que tú estás haciendo ahora.
Where did we go last Sunday?
¿Que a dónde
what is he doing?
¿Qué él está haciendo?
Right?
Correcto?
It's my question all the time.
Es
what's he doing?
Todo el tiempo. ¿Qué él está
what's
haciendo?
He doing today?
¿Qué él está haciendo hoy?
What does the Spirit want to do?
Que el Espíritu quiera hacer.
Yeah. He might take us under a tree sometime.
Él tal vez nos lleve bajo un árbol algún tiempo.
But I think it's very interesting.
Pero creo que es muy interesante.
Brother Luis, when he was here,
el hermano Luis, cuando
after he got
aquí,
done preaching, oh, Brother Don,
oh, hermano Don,
this is so beautiful.
Esto es tan hermoso.
He went on and showed him the Sunday school room and the nursery room. Oh, he said, this is the most beautiful room. He said, before, you guys were meeting in like a dungeon. I said, how perfect is that? But isn't it interesting? Now we're downstairs. I don't place any importance in where we meet. That's why we are the oddest little flock. Don't even Hoffman's, they don't even have a church.
Oh, eso es Hoffman's.
Yeah, I'd be just fine with the tree, meeting by the Holy Ghost.
Estamos bien, reuniéndonos bajo el Espíritu
Santo. I'm not kidding. I mean that with all of my heart.
Y no estoy vacilando. Yo quiero decir esto de todo corazón.
I would rather meet by the Holy Ghost.
Yo me I would rather meet bajo el Espíritu Santo. Sí.
Led by him.
Guiado por él.
Guided by him.
Guiado por él.
Than some religious form, oh, it's Wednesday, oh, it's Thursday, oh, look at our beautiful building.
Un miércoles de noche, otro, pues, tenemos
I'm
un
sorry,
hermoso
that
edificio.
Does nothing for me.
Eso no tiene nada que ver. Para mí
I want to look
nada.
At you.
Yo quiero mirar
and
a
I want to look at Karen.
Quiero mirar a Karen.
And Charity sí. and Russ.
Charity Ross.
And Marianne. And
Marianne.
Okay. My goodness.
Dios mío.
Patricia.
Patricia.
Oh, look what he's doing.
Oh, mira lo que él está haciendo.
See what he's doing?
¿Ves lo que él está haciendo?
That's what he's doing.
Eso es lo que él está haciendo.
Isn't that a beautiful
¿No
work?
¿No es una obra hermosa?
That's, you know what? That's all I care about.
¿Sabes qué? Eso es todo lo
and
que
I'm
yo
saying
me
that
importa.
From the bottom of my heart. That's all I live
quiero
for.
Decir de corazón,
that's all I care about. I just want to see him and you. I could care less about
él,
him
usted.
And here. I just want to see him and you. That's the only thing that makes any difference.
Usted.
And he's delivering us
él está librando
from the captivity
de la cautividad
of a physical realm.
Del reino físico.
And leading us down that Enoch walk, isn't
y llevándonos, it? Guiándonos a esa
That's what he's doing.
Enoch. Esa es la razón.
Love it.
Lo amo.
Okay. Let's stand up one more time.
Vamos a pararnos una vez más.
Now,
ahora,
faith song. And Nate's going to, I'm going to sit down and you're going to sing it for us and lead us because I'm tired. Well, you got one right here. Oh, Nate, Juan's going to be your microphone holder.
There are two roads.
Yes, there are.
You may take one by sight, and there's one by faith. Speak the word of God, or what you see. What you believe is what will be. So set your wings to the winds of faith. You can fly in a higher place. Do not struggle. It's by grace. Set your wings to the winds of faith. What's your need? What's your cry? What's your mountain that's much too high? Speak the word of God, and by it will move, or you will fly. So set your wings to the winds of faith. You can fly in a higher place. Do not struggle. It's by grace, set your wings to the winds of faith. Watch the eagle in the sky. He does not struggle, he does not strive. for the power that makes him rise is already in the sky. So set your wings to the winds of faith. You can fly in a higher place. Do not struggle. It's by grace. Set your wings to the winds of faith. Watch the bride in this last day. She does not struggle. She does not strive for the power that will make her rise is already down inside. So set your wings to the winds of faith. You can fly in a higher place. Do not struggle. It's by grace. Set your wings to the winds of faith. Heavenly Father, we just pray that you would take these truths and continue your work, Lord. We thank you that your word is sure and that you will finish what you started. And so, Lord, we just submit ourselves to you. And say whatever it takes, Lord, if it's more suffering, it's okay. We want to be like your son. We want to be obedient. And we want to walk in that love and oneness and unity with you. Finish the work, Lord, that you started. Let it be in us, Father, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.